The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to another fantastic When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He is the man, the myth, the legend. You like him, you love him, can't live without him. He, of course, in Woodhouse Day Spa right there at the Summit. I drove by there today. As a matter of fact, your parking lot was pretty doggone full. I love your area there, because a lot of people here in Birmingham, we have people listed outside the Birmingham area, but the majority inside 100 miles. And that parking lot, man, can be just a major pain in the butt up at that Summit area if you go past your parking lot. But your parking lot, man, there's always plenty of parking. I love that. I know I can always get out if I'm going to Saks or going to the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's super easy to get in and out down that little area down there. So I love your location.
Yeah.
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, we're lucky. Yeah, we have the we have the benefit of Saks, huge lot.
Yeah.
And ever since Katrina, they only open from like noon to six.
Yeah, I know
so,
it, right?
So we got the whole parking lot, you know, basically.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
It's great.
It's great. Yeah. It's good stuff. It is, we're recording the show here on Thursday, the day after Wednesday, after Mardi Gras Wednesday, and of course Fat Tuesday. I got to know I know you had some nasty weather down there, but kind of give us the behind the scenes feel and look and smell, if you will. I could actually kind of smell you through the phone. How was it this week? Everything good?
It was busy. I had parties Friday, Saturday, Sunday, along with all the parades, of course. And that's really the big weekend. Anyway, Mardi Gras Day is, it's great for the kids, but we're pretty much done by Mardi Gras Day. And we had high wind warning. So a couple of the parades went very early, just on shorter routes, just to try to get some in on Mardi Gras Day. But, you know, it's just like New Orleans, everything's going to continue because the parades that they call the truck parades, it's like families, and they have these trucks and all decorated. There's like 150 of them. Anyway,
wow.
They follow the parades that ran on Mardi Gras morning, but theirs were canceled. So of course this Sunday we have a second Mardi Gras with the truck parades that could not ride on Mardi Gras Day. And then there's like two other parades that didn't ride on Mardi Gras Day. And now those are going to ride behind the huge St. Patrick's Day parades in a couple of weeks.
God.
So it's just like, it's never ending.
You know? It's a never ending. How many parades seriously during this time of the year are there? I mean, I'm assuming they're not really long parades because you don't have that far to go. But I mean, how many parades do you have? Hundreds?
Well, I mean, like if you the St. Charles Uptown Route, I mean, it does take a good 3, sometimes 4 hours, from beginning to end.
Yeah.
To get through a whole entire parade with the bands, and a lot of times you'll have 2 or 3 parades in one evening. So it's a pretty long event. But I would say between New Orleans and Metairie, there's got to be 40, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe more. but then you have them all. You've got more on the outlying areas, like in Houma and Gretna, and all these little outlying areas have their own little parades. So it's pretty exhausting.
And I know you can have whatever kind of time you want, wherever you kind of go. Las Vegas for a while was trying to turn Las Vegas into a family type of vacation thing. It was a horrible idea because Las Vegas is Las Vegas. That's just what it is, what it is. And if you're taking your kids on vacation to Las Vegas, you're going to be hitting the tables. You're not going to see them anyway. So my kids were talking about Mardi Gras, and they're like, they really want to go sometime. And I only know Mardi Gras for the way that I went down there to see Mardi Gras. Because I know I wanted to get after it a little bit. So you said to bring the kids down too. So do people know where to take the kids and where not to take the kids?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I mean,
obviously, Bourbon Street, Marigny. It's going to be mostly adults, but uptown on the parade route, the Garden District, St. Charles Avenue. That's all families with kids with ladders and tents. And yes, there's pretty much spots for everybody.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. We're doing potpourri this week, a potluck, which is perfect with St. Patty's Day coming right around the corner. Give me an idea of where you're going. You have to give me some idea. What are we doing here?
Well, I think I'm going to, I'll start out, I'll name a band. Okay.
And then, all right.
And let's see, since we're talking about St. Patrick's Day, you just remind me of that. We'll do a little Irish, maybe U2.
U2. You want to play some U2? Do you have a particular song you want to do?
No, you get, You're gonna pick it. Unless you're.
I'll do some U2. We'll just do Pride, the Name of Love. How's that?
Perfect.
There it is, a little U2, some Irish action getting us started here. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Of course, you can hear this show at least 5 days a week right here on Tony Curry Radio, whatever you get your favorite podcast. You can find that. Of course, it's a hybrid show, which means it's unlike anything anyone's ever done. We've got some award. I need to go get that thing and put it up on my door here. We got something from some LA publication about taking a business and playing in classic rock and roll in and around that business at the same time. And we've gotten just a wonderful following here. So we love that. We do that with a lot of emails too. info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. Before we get into our emails, it is already March. What's the next big thing you got coming up? You got St. Patty's Day, but that's really not a massage kind of thing. We talk about Mother's Day, Father's Day. We got weddings. What are we doing? Yep.
Well, we are getting into wedding season, which will kind of carry all the way through summer. But the next biggest thing, obviously, is Mother's Day, which is May. And it's already, believe it or not, you know, mid-March almost. And so we're not that far away because we have to start advertising probably 2 or 3 weeks with our Mother's Day packages and all those great things. So we'll be getting all that stuff updated on the website, you know, probably early April. And then, you know, you got graduations, you got Father's Day, you've got, like we said, weddings constantly. We got the new party room that we can rent out for bridal parties and all those great things. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to, you know, you usually get a little short break in the summertime when people go out and, you know, go on vacation and things like that, but then it picks right back up, and believe it or not, then you get your Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I know, right? I was telling my kid the other day, I said, 8 months from right now, Halloween will already be over. She's like, what? And I said, yeah. I said, she's like, holy crap. I know, right? I said, time is flying by. It's crazy. I did see an interesting story. I like to peruse through the internet, try to find some things, maybe find some questions. We've been through basically everything. We regurgitate a lot of stuff, but we got to take a lot of email questions. We always get a couple that we never had before. But I don't know if you saw this. There was a women's only night at a spa in San Francisco. And they had a one men only night, and then they have a woman's only night, once a month, designed to shelter religious preferences of men. They have different, it's very uppity, if you will, but evidently a bunch of trans people showed up, and they made the trans people show up, on the women's night, in swimsuits. And now there's a lawsuit because they're saying, wait a minute, we don't want to have to wear swimsuits, but because they're trans, and I can only imagine what a spa in San Francisco would yeah, be exactly. Like. Have you been? I'm assuming you've been to San Francisco. How's it different? How's the same? I mean, it's a different world out there. I don't mean to pigeonhole their culture into the palm of my hand, but I'm telling you, it's probably a little wild, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been, I want to say 4 times maybe, but it's been a good, probably a good 10 years since I've been. And I think some things have probably changed, probably for the worse, but, you know, every time I'd go, it was always, there's something going on. So I'd go for a meeting or whatever, and we'd stay downtown and, hang up on the wharf and then maybe take a drive down, you know, Highway 1. Down south, and so we always doing something. I wasn't really involved heavily in like going to hit the bars throughout areas of San Francisco that probably would have a great time doing that. But the last time I was there, the homeless problem was a lot worse than what I remember it being the last few times, and they got to be a little bothersome. I mean, they were a little aggressive, just, you know, in the Union Square, and hopefully they're dealing with it now. But yeah, I love the city. It's beautiful, you know, but can be a little pain in the butt sometimes.
There's nothing like an aggressive transvestite hitting you on your vacation. Right. Exactly. Although tomorrow's my birthday, that may be the best time.
Oh, there you go.
That may be the best I've got. Maybe I'll take a one-way ticket to San Francisco tomorrow night and look for spa night. Intro@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Timothy wants to know, so it's an email. We've talked about this before. You know, before the maid comes over to the house, what do we normally do? We clean the house up. Yes. So he wants to know, like how much work are you supposed to do on your feet. Feet are really interesting because they're covered up. You normally don't see them. But I will tell you this, whenever I've gotten like a pedicure or manicure, I do like to cut I'll leave the nails a little long. So they got some work to do, but as far as in getting the dirt from the socks and stuff out of your cuticles and out of your nails and stuff, he wants to know how much work am I actually supposed to do before I show up, or should I let them do it all?
I mean, you know, let them do the work, but we do ask that you come in showered, clean, you know?
Sure.
We don't want somebody to come in and have being on a alcohol binge for a week and having showered. But as far as the worrying about, well, my toenails are a little bit longer than I like, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I mean, that's what they were there for. Just clean them up a little bit with some soap and then you'll be fine.
There you go. All right. Ben in Newport said that he loves March Madness, loves listening to the show every week. He said, tell Stuart he needs to do some type of March Madness special on it's your website. BirminghamBellWaterSports.com. Yeah, it is.
That's a great idea.
I mean, yeah. You might as well. I mean, as long as it's not talking about basketball, you can do any kind of madness. I know there's a copyright on that, but you can do whatever you want with Marjorie. So just an idea, since I mean, it's not like you ain't got enough crap going on, though, man. I mean, you got something going on, it seems like, almost every week.
I'm jotting that down because we can probably come up with something with some brackets or I don't know. We'd have to think about that. Some service brackets, you know, this massage against that one. We'll see. I don't know. I have to think about that.
There you go. Tiffany in Ensley. Tiffany says, I'm a beautiful black woman who's just shaved her head. Does Woodhouse Day Spa do scalp massages?
Oh, yes. We usually incorporate some kind of scalp massage in every full body, but we also have a separate add-on, which is a 25-minute scalp only. So you can basically, you say come in for your hour massage and then add on that 25-minute scalp massage. And so that's probably a great service, I'm sure, together.
Oh, man. It's amazing, too, because, I mean, I've been bald one time. And it is amazing. You know, we talk about what are those points you talk about in the feet? The X points, what do they call this?
The reflexology.
Reflexology. Points. I mean, the head, dude. I mean, it's just like I've mentioned that before. Sometimes I think I go and just get my head rubbed for 2 hours and I'd be a happy camper. It feels so damn good.
Well, and especially because you shaved your head, you know, sometimes you get a scalp massage and scraping the hair. Sometimes maybe you could pull a little bit, but man, if you had a bald head with just a little bit of light cream oil, man, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You ever dated a bald woman?
I have not. Okay. I have not.
I've not dated it. I've taken a bald woman. I have to be careful here. I've been out with a bald woman one time. Like when I first got to town, but we didn't date or anything, but she was wearing a wig at the time. That was the weird thing because she was wearing a wig and I didn't realize she was wearing a wig. And she took her hair off and it kind of freaked me out, but she was smoking hot. So it didn't really matter.
Was it really a woman?
Yeah, it was. I'll be honest with you. That kind of scared me a little bit because, I actually met her down at the Quest, which is a well-known, trans LGBTQ kind of thing. It's where all the strippers and stuff go after hours. I think they just closed it recently. But when I was 25, 20 years, everyone was looking for a place to go at 4 o'clock in the morning. You go down there. And I mean, when you walked out with something, first of all, it was really dark. You probably had a few, you weren't sure if you had a man or a woman. So we got back and the hair came off. I was like, please tell me that's the only part that comes off. You know what I'm saying? All right. We're doing potluck here. Songs. You pick the band. I'll pick the song. You did YouTube. Give me your second group.
I just thought of this guy because we talked about Vegas and, you know, I'm going down there and up there, over there, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
In May. So why don't you pick something from Sammy Hagar?
Ooh. Let's go Babies on Fire from Stanley Hampton. Sound good?
Sounds good.
My Baby's on Fire. I think it's either the A side or the B side of Stanley Hampton is one of the best half albums, one of the best pieces of vinyl. It's got that. There's Only One Way to Rock. I'll Fall in Love Again. It's got Can't Get Loose on it. Oh man, that side of the album is just like there's like five songs, and every song is just killer on that thing. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I forgot about that Fall in Love Again.
Oh man, that song is killer. You never hear that song ever. I mean, that's a great song too. info@tonycurryradio.net. We'll do your emails. We're doing potlucks of songs, if you will. We kicked it off with U2's of Sammy Hagar. He is, of course, a Stuart Rome, winner Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome when you search us because there are several other podcasts called When in Rome, and we are just about ready to add our 19th show. As a matter of fact, we have just signed on Urology Centers of Alabama, so we're going to be talking about men's and women's health, and I cannot wait to do that show. Brian Christine, good friend of mine, is hopping on board there, so we're going to start that show. So we're almost up to 20, and we're going to get to a point now, Stuart, and I'm really excited, but this is why I've done this, but we're going to get to the point now where we can, you know, For the time being, I was just looking for content. I needed to fill my spots, right? And now I get to pick the best of the best. And you know, of course, the Woodhouse State Spa is going to be right in there. So I'm super excited. Sweet. That's going to be great. All right, tell people about your 6 for $5 deal. You always get that 6 for $5 deal. People always talk about it. And by the way, is that something that they do at all the Woodhouse Day Spas? If I go to Phoenix and there's a Woodhouse Day Spa there, can I use my packages out there?
So that's the only thing that is not transferable. For example, if you buy a gift card from Birmingham, you can use that at any Woodhouse in the country. But because the packages, the series we call them, are discounted, basically because you get a completely free service, that's spa by spa. So those do not transfer. But typically, somebody that's going to buy a 6 for $5 is going to be somebody that's local that's going to be coming pretty consistently. So it's never, rarely do we have anybody come in and ask if they can do that. So, but yeah, basically it's, I think every Woodhouse offers it, and you pick any service you want from the menu. We're going to charge you for $5, but we're going to give you $6 on your account. So you get a completely free service, whatever, anything on the menu, and they don't expire. You can share them with friends, family. So they're really, really flexible. You can buy them for Mother's Day and bring 5 friends with you and use them all in one day. Yeah. So it's very flexible. And I think it's our best deal because you have the flexibility of just picking anything from the menu, maybe 2 or 3 services, you know?
And yeah, and I told you this before, and you know this, when you get those things in your back pocket and you're going to forget about them, right? Because everyone forgets about gift cards, and then you forget about them. And all of a sudden you're thinking, what am I got going on Saturday? And next thing you know, you got 3 of those bad boys in your back pocket. You're like, oh, and it's like free. It's like you're going for free. I mean, it just is. I mean, it's just really good stuff.
And you don't have to remember that gift card because we have it in the system.
On your
phone number. So
I keep telling my daughter, she just hadn't gotten a chance to come in yet. So next Saturday, I'm going to go ahead and book something up for her, but she's got herself $100 to spend there. I know she wants to get her cuticles done. And she just, by the way, not to share too much information, but she just had a very special thing happen this week that girls go through in their teenage years. Just wanted to say that I was really, I know she listened to the show. I just want to tell her that I'm really proud of her. I'm glad it was uneventful. She was taking a nap when it happened and she's like, what's the big deal? And I was like, that's great. That's super. But she is the love of my life. She is just a wonderful girl. So I'm really, really proud of her.
You were probably hoping that's the one night. I was hoping that she'd be at a mother's
house. Yeah. And she was. Right. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Regina in Birmingham says, hey, ask Stuart if he'll do a special for government workers who've lost their jobs. She wants a discount for government workers. If she can show her identification, well, she can. You give her 10 or 15% off.
You know, I think we can do a Doge special. That would be great. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that for sure.
I mean, we do have some people here that have lost their jobs. You know, I mean, I know you do stuff. Yeah. Right? You do stuff for veterans. You do stuff for first responders and things like that.
Yep.
And they probably really appreciate that because there are some people. Listen, anything to get new faces in the door, man.
That's another thing for me to jot down along with the March Madness because we could definitely implement a Doge discount.
Yeah, there you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We've only got 2 songs in a way. Let's do another song real quick, and then I have another question from a gentleman who listened a couple weeks ago. He's got a question about eyeliners. Give me your third band.
Why don't you give me a band?
Let's go. Oh man, let me think here. Let's go The Who.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay. How about Eminence Front?
Eminence Front from The Who. I like it. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. I love
it. Such
that
a great,
song.
Great the beginning to it. Song. And then it goes all the way through. You know, that's
so
that
stinking
line.
Good. It is so good, man. It really is. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Timothy, we got a lot of Tims today. Tim said he heard our conversation. I don't remember this, but I guess we did it a couple weeks ago. We were talking about women who got really weird eyebrows. We talked about that, didn't we?
I think we did those giant eyelashes.
Yeah, the giant eyelashes. But we were talking about that. When the women have the black stuff that goes out the sides, we were talking about raccoon eyes or something and how sexy raccoon eyes
can be. Yeah.
But when the black stuff goes out the side of the eyes, not particularly. Listen, you women can wear whatever you want. But if you're asking us guys whether we find that attractive or not, I'm going to say the majority of us are not going to find that attractive. And then I'm also going to say that when you take your eyebrows and you paint them on so thick and so perfectly, it probably looks really good for you. And you probably spend a lot of time, but I can't stop looking at your eyebrows after a while. You know what I mean? It kind of takes over your face.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could, like everything else, you can overdo it for sure. And that's I'm trying to think of the name. The Amy is a Winehouse. She passed away.
Yeah.
She had that. With the dark that extended way past, you know, the line of the eyes.
Yeah, went down the side. It still looked like she had sideburns almost.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's a pretty cool look, but I wouldn't want to look at it 24/7, you know, as long as you can erase it on occasion.
No, God love you girls too. You women, who I mean, I know you're not dressing up for other women. Not all the time. Sometimes I hear you do, because you want to be fine with it, but I mean, you're doing it to look good. You're doing it to look good for us guys in a lot of ways. We appreciate it because I just see my daughter, what she has to do every morning before she goes to seventh grade, for God's sakes. I can only imagine. It's insane, man. It's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different. These days than when I was in seventh grade. Let's put it that way.
There is no doubt. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Gabby wants to know if there's any reflexology in our ears. That's a first time question. I don't think we've ever had that question in our ears. I know that there are two things on our bodies that never stop growing, and those are our ears and our nose.
Yeah,
which is not a good thing for me. That's why, you know, you ever see the Joe Namath commercials, man, his ears are flipping huge now. I mean, he's got the biggest ears on the side of his head because he's probably getting up there in the 80s. But the nose and the ears grow. But is there any it's funny because I think about kissing girls behind the ear. Behind the ear, I know that's where you put some cologne or perfume or something. But is there anything good about the ears?
I think that the actual ear itself, like behind the ear, I'm sure got some herbs and everything else back there. But from my understanding, the ear is just cartilage. So I don't think you really have got a whole lot going on there as far as pressure points. I do like that. I do like when I get a massage, when they rub the ears, especially the ear lobes, that to be really soft in my pull onto it. But I think it's mostly cartilage in there, and I don't think there. I'm not sure. I can't promise this, but I don't know if there are really any pressure points in the ear like there are in the feet. So we'll look that one up.
No, you're right. Jennifer in Southside says she has 53 piercings. Congratulations to you, Jennifer. She takes a drink of water. She probably looks like she's sprouting. She wants to know how many of these piercings does she need to take out of her body? Is important. She's like she's talking about studs. It sounds like she's got a lot in her face area. But I would think that because you guys do rub the face and rub the head when you're just doing a massage, and you don't want to be wearing big loopy things or anything. But I guess anything that would obstruct the hands or whatever is probably gonna. But it'd probably be a major pain in the ass to take 53 things out too before you give in.
Yeah, you know, we always work around everything, but you'd get a better massage the more that you could take out. For example, you know, we can't rub the ears if you've got big earrings, and we have to work around that. And the nose would be a little bit different. I don't think that would be a big issue. Keep the nose ring in there. Belly button ring, we're not going to touch that. So just things that you would really want rubbed that we can't get around, that's what you should worry about taking out.
All right, give me your fourth song so far. It's rocking, man. You Two, Sammy Hagar, and The Who. What you got?
We're gonna go a little bit different here. We're gonna go to some southern rock. How about some Marshall Tucker?
Ooh, Marshall Tucker Band. You know, I was listening to some Marshall Tucker Band, and I don't know if I've ever shared the story with you. I had a piano that was given to me by a good friend of mine that was down in my basement in my old house. And this gentleman came over. He worked at the church down the street, and he was a piano tuner. And he said, you may know a guy I work with for a long period of time. He knew who I was. He knew I was a classic rock guy. And he used to drive this guy around this van. He was a blind guy, and he had a Braille Bible that he had on his lap, and he would read that Braille Bible while I was driving around, and he would tune pianos. And his name was Marshall Tucker. And I said, the Marshall Tucker. He said, yeah, the Marshall Tucker. He was actually working at a hotel, I guess, down in Jacksonville, Florida, when the guys from the Marshall Tucker Band didn't have a name for the band. They saw his business card. Marshall Tucker, people don't realize Marshall Tucker was blind. And they picked up the card and said, what do we call ourselves? Marshall Tucker. So they called Marshall and said, hey, can we use your name? He said, sure. Next thing you know, it was the Marshall Tucker Band. I'm going to do Hurt and Love Song. How's that?
Of course. Yeah.
Heard in a love song. Yeah, the Marshall Tucker Band. You don't hear enough of Marshall Tucker Band. And one of those bands, like six or seven great bands that came out of Jacksonville, Florida, man. The Lynyrd Skynyrds, the Marshall Tuckers, the Molly Hatchets, 38 yep, yep. Specials. Man, all those bands came out of that area. Florida's fantastic. I love that. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. You got summertime coming around the corner. I wanted to mention this because a lot of people are trying now. Now we got Ozempic. We got all these weight loss things. People are looking better than they ever have, and everyone wants to be in really, really good shape before they go down to the beach. And one of those things is make sure not only you look good, but you feel good. So what do you assume that most of the people are going to be working on this spring and summer before they go on their beach vacations when they come to the Woodhouse Day Spa?
Well, of course, yeah, the skincare is important, especially with the sunscreen. We're gonna every facial that we do, we're gonna add sunscreen to it again. People like their skin to look good. And then, of course, women and men going to the beach, they want to have a clean shaven body. So we're doing a lot of waxing. We're doing back. We'll do bikini line, all that good stuff. So that's something we're going to do a lot leading up all through the summer. And, you know, you want to relax before your vacation so you can relax on your vacation. So I guess we can do a massage too, get it all done at once.
There you go.
And your toes have to look good.
You no doubt. I mean, get those calluses off, all that dead skin off there. Get all your dead skin, get all that stuff taken off. You need to make sure those flip-flops are looking good. Cause yeah, if you're in the sand, man, you have to have some good feet. 905-7676, 905-7676. Check out Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. They're fantastic. One of my favorite shows. Do every single week. We have a good laugh, and we talk some classic rock. We play some music. So far, you two, Sammy Hagar, The Who, and Marshall Tucker. Give me one final song, my friend, and we're going to take it to the house. What do you got here as we get ready for our potluck March month?
One more song to celebrate tomorrow, which is going to be Friday the 7th, which is Tony Curry's 59th birthday. we're going to have Tony pick something from Triumph.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. How about that? That is sweet. I'm going to go off the board a little bit. I'm going to do a song called Never Surrender, which is one of my favorite songs from Triumph. Stuart, have yourself a wonderful week. Be safe. But we love you, man. We appreciate you.
You too, for sure.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.